Welcome back inside the Shuckers Radio Network and the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set Sunday series finale between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos in the final road game where the Shuckers start the home slate on Tuesday. I'm Javik Blake, and for today's pregame interview, we're joined by a guy who made his double-A debut last night, struck out two in the process. It's Mark Manfredi. Mark, appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Congrats on making the double-A debut. First off, what was it like getting out there to make that debut and getting in some action here in the second game of the season?
Yeah, it was good. A little bit different than spring training. Had a good attendance. The adrenaline was flowing. I faced three of the five guys I faced. I faced in Beloit and High A, so I'm pretty familiar with them. Overall felt good. I'm happy to start off the year on a high note.
What was it like walking out to the mound? Because you talked about the difference between spring training and this spring training. Minor league side, there's what, 30 people maybe in the stands? Here there's 5,000 plus. What was that adrenaline rush like when you ran in from the bullpen?
Yeah, it was good. Used to it because Wisconsin and most of the high A ballparks, you pitch in front of a lot of people. So it was nothing new. Definitely just happy to be back out here and pitch in front of a crowd with games that matter.
Caleb Bowman's giving it to you as he walks by with a couple of different guys. What's it been like acclimating to this clubhouse and being around some new faces and some familiar faces from last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Great group of guys, position players and pitchers. We're all brothers, very tight-knit group. I'm happy to be around the guys that got called up last year, happy to join them, and the guys that have been here. They're very welcoming, and we mesh really well.
What was it like last year, your first year of pro ball, when you're on a team in Appleton that was just absolutely terrific? You guys make the playoffs, and you had a terrific year as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. Definitely a different vibe with, like, meshing with the Latins and the Americans, but, like, it was overall great experience. It was the tightest team that I've been around. Everyone got along and everyone became very close, and a lot of the Latins are becoming my brothers.
You talked about that meshing with the Americans and the Latin guys who sign when they're young. That's not something you had to deal with at all at Dayton. Everybody's recruited and they're all around the same age, where meanwhile now in double A you're playing with a guy like Luis Lora, who's still 20 years old. What was that like to mesh with everybody from all the different cultural backgrounds and backgrounds of different schools as well in your first year in pro ball?
Yeah, it was great. Haven't been around the Latin culture a ton, being from Ohio, but I love it. Everyone in the clubhouse is open to everything, Latins and Americans, except in both cultures, having fun with it, eating each other's food and messing around, learning the language a little bit. And no, it's overall a great experience.
You picked up any favorite foods that you've learned from the Latin guys, whether it be Venezuelan food, Dominican food, or anywhere else in Latin America?
Yeah, so I was rooming my first year when we got drafted. We went to Arizona for like bridge and extended, and roomed with two Venezuelans, and they made arepas. Those are really good. I could eat fried plantains every day. When me and my wife went to the honeymoon in Punta Cana, I did eat plantains every single day. I love them. But yeah, everything's good. I mean, rice, beans, meat, and the spices they use is amazing.
You really can't go wrong, especially the fried plantains. When you get that back to Biloxi, there are a couple spots. We're going to have to find them out for you. Make sure you can get those fried plantains every day of the week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another big thing last year is you moved into a relief role in the back half of the season after being a starter full-time in college ball in Dayton. What was that transition like, going from the starter mindset to the relief mindset?
Yeah, the Brewers did it really well for me. They slowly transitioned me into the pen. Like, I knew when I was going to throw. But I was still in the pen, developing a routine and learning how to warm up in a fire drill, being a fireman and coming in with guys on base, just stuff that you don't really think about when you're a starter. But overall, it was a really good experience. First couple outings were, I still had success, but they were a little uncomfortable. But as I went on, I developed a love for the pen, and going into this year, I feel fully prepared, fully confident in my abilities being a reliever, and it's going to show this year.
Have you grown to really fall in love with the warming up in a fire drill situation down there in the pen?
The adrenaline rush is something that I cannot mimic anywhere else. Hearing your name called when they radio down in a tight situation with runners in scoring position, like, it's almost what us relief pitchers, like, thrive for.
What was it like last year in Wisconsin hearing your name getting called down on the pen, especially down the stretch and in the playoffs when you guys are fighting for a Midwest League title?
Yeah, it was amazing. I always want to be in those positions. I always want to be in the high leverage spots. It was an overall great experience. We came up short, but I mean, it's going to happen.
This year in Double A, have you leaned on some of the guys who have 2-3 years of experience here at this level early on of just, hey, what's it like down there in the bullpen, especially at ballparks that you haven't been to, Pensacola being one of them?
Yeah. I try to, the more experienced guys that I'm around, I try to just pick their brain. And when I was backing up big league games, talk to a bunch of the relievers, pick their brains, find things. And I've leaned on and picked brains of like, Will Childers, Chase Costello, and Nick Merkel, just seeing their routines and what they prioritize when getting hot in a situation where you have to be ready in 3-4 pitches and stuff like that, yeah.
Mark, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos coming up next.